The political columnist Molly Ivins has died. She was 62 and suffered from breast cancer. President Bush said last night that he respected Ivins' passionate belief in the power of words. He said that even though the word that Ivins used for Bush was shrub. Here's NPR's Wade Goodwin.
From the time she was 15 years old, Molly Ivins wanted to be a newspaper reporter. She started out taking complaints at the Houston Chronicle and in short order worked her way up to become a celebrated beat reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. But it was the 1960s, an era of profound political ferment, and by 69, Ivins had had enough of conventional newspaper editors.
I had sort of given up on conventional journalism. I found it far too restrictive. I couldn't find any way to tell the truth in a regular newspaper.
In an interview last October, Molly Ivins described how the civil rights and anti-war movements informed her decision to return to Texas.
I really felt that this was such a serious time that I should give up all thoughts of a conventional career, joining the New York Times or winning the Pulitzer Prize, and I should go home and help bring about the revolution. So I came home to help bring about the revolution, and really very few people were grateful.
Ivins became editor of the independent political journal The Texas Observer in 1970 and covered the Texas legislature. She was astounded at the raw, open corruption she found there, and with her sense of humor and her ability to tell stories, she made herself famous and the Texas legislature infamous.
The legislature was fairly corrupt in those days, and the fact that it was and that everybody knew it and that people laughed about it struck me as worth reporting. I mean, the language was incredibly colorful and often quite filthy. The grammar was bad, and it was just hysterical. And newspapers had been in the habit of cleaning all this up for years, and I thought, why not put it in the way it is?
Her book, Molly Ivins Can't Say That, Can She?, brought her national recognition, and she became a commentator for NPR's Morning Edition. She wrote two books about George W. Bush with co-author Lou Dubose. Her creative syndicate column went to 340 newspapers around the country, many in small markets.
When her column appeared in small market newspapers, she was a lot of people's link to sanity.
Molly Ivins was diagnosed with cancer in 1999, but she continued to write until her death. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
You can hear some of Ivins' commentaries at NPR.org, and this is some of the humor for which Molly Ivins will be remembered.
Before George W. Bush was elected president, she wrote, "If you think his daddy had trouble with the vision thing, wait till you meet this one."
She said that President Clinton was, quote, "weaker than bus station chili."
In 2002, she wrote, "When it comes to voting, we in Texas are accustomed to discerning that fine hair's breadth worth of difference that makes one hopeless dipstick slightly less awful than the other. But it does raise the question, why bother?"
And of her home, the late Molly Ivins wrote, "I dearly love the state of Texas, but I consider that a harmless perversion on my part and discuss it only with consenting adults."